Okay, well, hello and welcome everyone to another presentation of the online Cold Fusion Meetup. I'm Charlie Earhart and I'll be your host for the next 30 to 40 minutes. Today we continue our series of CF United Conference preview sessions, and I'll point out that we have five more scheduled over the next 5 weeks. We already had myself and Simon Horwith, and this week we'll have Rob Gonda, who's going to give us a 20 to 30 minute preview of his day-long class called Flex Intensive for Cold Fusion Dev, and I think he means developers. He'll clarify that for us. Now, before I turn the podium over to Rob, I want to take just a minute to introduce the meetup and tell you a little bit about the conference itself. So the online meetup is an online Cold Fusion user group meeting that Ray Camden and I stepped up to run earlier this year. It's something that Stephen Ehrhardt had started, and this is about the sixth one that we've done. You can learn more about the Cold Fusion meetup at the website coldfusion.meetup.com/17. And for some reason, I'm not getting the slide bullets to show up to show you guys that URL. While I continue to try to do that, I'll just tell you that if you join the meetup, you'll be able to receive email notices of upcoming meetings, and you'll also be able to RSVP for meetings, as well as, perhaps most importantly for some, to be able to share feedback on the meetings. There's also an available mailing list, there's a message board, and a whole lot more, a lot of great resources there. So it's just becoming a great place to have another CF community. We don't have any formal regular scheduled meetings other than these previews that we've been doing each week. We do hope to do meetings on a regular basis. They may be weekly, they may be bi-weekly, they may be monthly. We just haven't determined that yet. Again, I apologize. I don't know what's going on, but in the background, the server's just not responding to my attempts to advance the slides. It's never happened in the six times we've done this. And I don't quite know what to do if it won't advance. There you go. It's finally going. So it's saying also that all the meetings are recorded. I'm sure some people are interested. This one isn't going to be the best for the first 5 minutes. Sorry about that. But I'm sure Rob's content will more than make up for that. So the URLs for all the recordings will be posted on the meetup site at that address above. There's a place called message boards, and we always post a message there with the URL for the meeting. Also, all the meetings are recorded, all the URLs for the recordings are posted on my website, which is carehart.org, specifically in the UGTV area, where I have now over 100 recordings, or nearly 100 recordings, and over 100 hours of recordings from over 80 speakers around the world. So it's a great resource.
All right, we definitely lost Charlie. So I'll try to take over the presentation and start with mine. And when Charlie comes back, hopefully I can do the outro and finish all these slides. So let's see if I can actually share my computer screen. Then welcome to this sneak preview of the Flex Intensive for Cold Fusion developers. And yes, just clarifying to Charlie, Dev is meant for developers. So my name is Rob Gonda. I'm the CTO of Frankenmillion Group and contributor to the CFDJ, editor-in-chief of the Ajax Developer Journal. And we've been doing reaching and applications for the longest time at Acumillion. So let me give an intro. This is not meant to actually teach you anything about Flex, but show you everything that you could be learning at CF United if you attend this pre-conference class. And I did that Ajax class last year, and it went really, really well. It's a little bit painful to actually organize 8 hours of content and try to make everybody happy, but I got about over 40 people in my class last year and everybody was really happy. So I decided to do a Flex one this year, and it's going to be one of the comments I got last year, it was a lot of theory, really good content, but not enough examples. So this year I made the emphasis on bringing a lot of examples. Actually, it's pretty much going to be a hands-on Flex course. And you will not actually need any previous Flex experience, so I'm going to try to saturate you with a lot of information. What's going to happen is I'm going to give you so much that chances are you're going to have to go home with code and review all my slides and review all the code again and again to get all the information. But I think that's going to be good because you're going to get the intro, the intermediate, and even the advanced Flex content from this class. Therefore, Also, because it's CF United and it's going to be a ColdFusion conference, I'm not going to talk only about Flex, but I'm also going to talk about Flex when you get into ColdFusion specifically. Try the web services remoting and how to reuse your code and change some of your front end HTML applications to Flex application, and hopefully without much reengineering and reusing all your code by introducing, you know, concept of layers of abstraction and creating CFC wrappers that will talk to your current objects and yada, yada, yada. So on the site, I posted the agenda. The agenda, originally, it was way more loose. I have much more content now. You actually are going to see. I'm going to talk about the Flex build environment and talk about the components, basics, the event system, data binding, ActionScript. Again, I know you guys are ColdFusion developers. Chances are you have no ActionScript experience. Nevertheless, you do have JavaScript, for example. And both of them are based on ECMAScript, although ActionScript is back on ECMAScript 4, but you should get a good grasp, and we're going to start from the beginning there. We're going to talk about how to communicate with servers using HTTP services, web services, AMF, which is remoting, how to organize your ColdFusion code, talking about error handling, logging, Flex data services. We're going to briefly mention it, but not too much, because that's another topic by itself. Then we're also going to jump into frameworks, and the Kerrigan microarchitecture was developed by Adobe, the Adobe Consulting Group, and it's really reliable, really robust, yet a little bit tedious to work with because it involves so many components. And Joe Reinhardt has been working with Kerrigan for the past 6 months, and he decided, you know what, I'm going to take the easy of MoloGlue for ColdFusion and migrate it to Flex. I'm also going to introduce you to the MoloGlue Flex architecture. We're going to talk about debugging within Flex, monitoring HTTP traffic, AMF traffic, how to document your code, and how to automate deployment using Ant. So now let's get a little bit more in specifics on what exactly I'm going to be talking about. And if any of you guys have any questions, feel free to type into the chat. I have a second screen with the chat. I can see everything and reply immediately. I don't mind the interaction. In fact, I even like asking questions, keep everything more dynamic. So feel free, jump in, and I'll try to get you as soon as possible. All right, so Flex components, we're going to talk about the compiler, the Flex library. What is Flex? What is how the library actually works? What are all the MXML tags? How to use Flex Builder. We're going to talk about the Eclipse project, all the files inside your Eclipse, how to have a project, your output files, how to deploy files to production. We're going to use the Flex design mode. And actually, if you have ever opened Flex, you know that there's a design mode and then there's a scripting mode, kind of like Dreamweaver, kind of like CF Eclipse doesn't really have a design mode. But if you're familiar with, you can actually drag and drop everything using GUI, or you can script it. So we're going to use a little bit of both. And then we're going to talk about the anatomy of your application. Actually, let me clarify that all this content that I'm going to show you, I have about 20 slides of table of content only. It's kind of like what Adobe or everybody says is beta. I'm still working it and improving it every day. I have everything ready to go. Nevertheless, even myself, yeah, I learn stuff every day, and I feel the urge of showing you and sharing with you everything that I go through on my... So this table of content may change. It's not final. It's going to give you a really good idea of what exactly I'm going to be talking about. Then the anatomy of a Flex application, there's XML, and we're going to see the XML. There's namespaces and tags. It's all XML-based. There is no... The development language, programming language itself, is XML and ActionScript, and that's all. Then we're going to look at the output, HTML. We're going to see that there's production files, debugging files, and there is some JavaScript for maintaining history. So like I said, the programming languages are nothing but XML and ActionScript, and that's pretty much it. And chances are you're already familiar with XML, at least on its very basics. Then you will have no problem. It's actually tag-based, really similar to ColdFusion, open tag, close tag. If you haven't purchased Flex Builder, will it be a problem for the class? Well, at least try to have a trial. The trial is available for a few months. And I don't think Adobe is going to allow me to give away licenses for Flex Builder. So you will need Flex Builder. And for part of it, you probably will need at least ColdFusion installed in your system. I'll do my best of getting around it and showing demos and teaming up people together. If you don't have anything, chances are the guy right next to you will. So I'll try my best to make everything, again, interactive and encourage us to learn from each other as much as possible. But yes, you'll need a trial. Then we're going to talk about ActionScript 3. If you're familiar with 2, ActionScript 2, this one has a much better runtime. It compiles faster. It does type checking and compile time. Behind the scenes, they did a lot of sealed classes and less dynamic classes, which improved performance. We're going to talk about ECMAScript for XML. We're going to talk about regular expression, primitive types, and code actually using inline code, using includes, using classes. And then we're going to talk about the Flex library, which is that how you work with Flex is really easy. You declare your UI components and you code all the programming. So the Flex has XML tags to pretty much just declare the UI, and it's nothing more than that. You can actually have canvases and menus and data grids, and it's all actually just UI controls. And then you're going to have manager classes, you have RPC messaging, data service RPC, just for the record, it's remote procedure call, which is communicating with the server on the backend, and utilities. On your controls, you have text controls, images controls, foreign controls, you can load external swifts. There's a trick, and actually this was tricky in the past, and not so much anymore, because Flex was released before Flash 9, and it used ActionScript 3. And the Swift loader can load a Swift from a Flash 8 Swift, but only if it doesn't contain any ActionScript. And because it uses a different, behind the scenes, you're running on the client the client Flash virtual machine. And Flash 9 runs on a completely separate virtual machine that doesn't even know about ActionScript 2. So before Flash 9 came out, it was really hard to develop snippets or swifts in Flash and actually import them into Flex. But now, the S3 release is really not a problem anymore. We're going to talk a little bit about data binding and what does mean to you. And it's extremely powerful, and you're going to love data binding. We're also going to talk about layouts, and again, this is all XML. There's canvases and forms and grids and HMV box. You may be a little bit familiar with HMV box because of Flash Forms. And Flash Forms were actually based on Flex 1.5. And 2.0, it slides ahead of 1.5. Nevertheless, if you ever use Flash Forms, you get the idea on how to align all your UI elements on the screen by using all these boxes. We're going to talk about navigation and all the built-in navigation like VueStacks, Link Bars, Tab and Accordion Navigations, and all. There's plenty and plenty of tags available for you to use. And actually, wait for Flex 3.0. The main thing is actually adding unlimited, enormous amount of pre-built tags for speed up development. And then this is new to us, events. You may be somewhat familiar with events if you actually use MAC2 or MogLoo, which they both are based on the concept of implicit invocation or the observer pattern, or pretty much what it is using events, dispatching events and listening to events. And Flex is all based on that. All the communication from components between each other are based on events. All the communication between your classes are based on events. All the frameworks like MogLoo and Kerghorn are based on events. So we're going to get very, very familiar with this term. And then we're going to talk about communicating with your servers. Like, for example, XML using just HTTP services, it's kind of like a CFHTTP where you send something and you get the result. And then using data binding, you can actually automate the callback or have something already listening to the data that you get back from the web service, not the web service, the HTTP call. Then SOAP, this is standard web services, simple object application. Using ColdFusion, ASP.NET, PHP, JTWA, it doesn't really matter. SOAP is universal to all languages. So Flex can be a front end for any back end application. Then we're going to talk about Flash remoting, which although it's available for PHP AMF and .NET remoting, I'm not sure if PHP AMF is supporting AMF 3, which is using ActionScript 3 already, or maybe it's in beta, but definitely ColdFusion. And Scorpio actually improves the speed a lot on Flex remoting. And we're also going to talk about Flex Data Services, or now it was recently rebranded as Lifecycle Data Services, and using Java classes, real-time messaging, data management. And again, you can see that there's a lot and a lot of topics. And I'm going to try to squeeze them all. We're going to focus on the most important. Others we're going to mention. I'm going to give you code so you can go back later. I'm going to try to squeeze days and days of information in 8 hours. So thank you, Jean. So PHP AMF is supporting AMF3. Then we're going to talk about form containers and layouts and validators. And validators you're somewhat familiar with, because again, FlashForm has this really nice validation, built-in validation that it looks really good. And you know what? For the user, UI makes all the difference. It doesn't matter how cool your code is in the back end. If you make something move, or if you show real-time validation with a nice tip, tooltip on top of it, and showing all that, the user is going to love you. So, styles formatting. This is Flex is compatible with CSS, and all of you are probably familiar with CSS, so you can actually use classes, and you can use IDs, and you can actually set style and change the CSS in real time, which is really, really nice. It's a little bit performance heavy, so I don't recommend it too much, but you can do it if needed. There's formatters, built-in formatters for currency, numbers, and many more. And we're going to talk about debugging, and this is really important. Unlike ColdFusion, Flex actually compiles all your code into Swifts. And all you have to do is upload your Swifts to production, which means you can actually get compile time errors and runtime errors. You can kind of get that with ColdFusion, but with Flex, it's much, much easier. You can do strict typing. And this is really important. I'm going to show you tricks on how to use static variables to actually get more compile time errors instead of debug time errors, handling events, and best practices on how you can do all that. And I'm going to show you then how to run debug mode, tracing code using breakpoint, watch expressions. And in fact, if you have assisted to any of the Scorpio presentations, this debugging, or not exactly this, but both of them are based on Eclipse and they look really similar. Debugging capabilities have been added to Scorpio. And you can also do tracing code, use breakpoints, watching expressions. And if you use something in the past, like Fusion Reactor, CFusion, and so on, you're also familiar with this type of debugging. We're also going to do analyze the network traffic and see how you and what communication you're doing with the servers by using the Flex trace target, and also by using HTTP sniffers such as Service Capture, Fiddler, Ethereal, or many more. Then we're going to talk more in detail about the event model, defining custom events. We're going to talk about event listeners, event bubbling, using front controllers, and much more and more. And we're going to talk about dialogues, visual effects, design patterns, market architecture. And here's the fun part, at least for me. I love architecting applications. And I love design patterns and combine them into architectures and try to find a more efficient, reusable, scalable way of developing an application that will work with anything. And especially with clients that keep asking for changes, and if you do agile or extreme programming, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Then you probably need to have your application in a very modular, very scalable way that easy to change. Kerrigan actually solve a lot of, we're going to talk about what Kerrigan solves and why it comes into play. We're going to talk about the design patterns like front controller, commands, service locators, business delegates, file objects, model locators, about how to structure your folders and files inside Kerrigan. And we're going to do the full flow and follow requests around, see exactly what's happening behind the scenes. And we're going to show more examples. And we're also going to talk about the server side and how to architect your ColdFusion objects and your components and all the layers that you can do, how you can integrate Flex with any domain model that you currently have, or how to try to transition your current procedural code to something a little bit more robust than objects, so you can actually have HTML using it, or Flex using it, or Ajax using your components, or even mobile, you know, and SMS and instant messengers and bots. I mean, really, ColdFusion is a back-end application that doesn't only support HTML. ColdFusion can support any front end. And you will see, actually, mobile is booming, and SMS is booming, and sooner or later, you're going to have to start supporting all these front ends, including reaching your application with Apollo. And Apollo, by the way, guys, Apollo is based on Flex. If you guys don't even know what I'm talking about, Apollo is going to be the bridge that's going to merge desktop applications with rich internet applications, allowing you to run your Flex applications on the desktop and having offline, online capabilities, talking to file system, integrating with your local operating system, and so on. So ColdFusion, again, is going to be the backend, or could be the backend for all this stuff. And I'm not sure if I'm going to get into Apollo during my Flex presentation. I may even show you a couple of examples. But just so you know, it's based on Flex. There is not much different than coding for Apollo and for Flex. So even if you think Flex is going to be really limited as far as what you can do with it because it's for applications, trust me, there's a lot you can do with Apollo. Hopefully you'll have a kick with this. And that's pretty much what I'm going to be talking about. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to go ahead and ask him now. Charlie, I still don't see you connected as, actually, you are connected, never mind. So you can do your outro. If you guys have any questions, feel free to go ahead. I know there's a lot of information. I can actually even show you a little bit of code. Not sure if too much. Let me try to broadcast, I'm going to share my desktop. And you'll see that, for example, I have plenty of code. Well organized, where you can actually have so you have using Flex Builder, fundamentals, event handling, application names, XML, view states, data grids, architecting application, using repeaters, manipulating XML, using web services, complex data types, formatting, validation, and much more that I don't even have all the examples ready. But again, you're gonna take dozens and dozens of examples home that you can actually play with, all of them ready to go, all of them having a pre-state. I'm going to try to have you code stuff during the class, give you the examples, have a finished folder so you can compare and see if you did everything right. And hopefully it will be a really, really fun class. Actually, let me ask real quick, out of the 27 people that are logged in right now, how many of you guys already registered or are going to assist the, even if not mine, any of the classes, pre-CF United classes? It doesn't have to be mine. It's okay if you haven't.
While we wait for all those people to come back. Hey, Rob, I'm here. And sorry, everybody, I did lose connectivity right in the middle of doing the introduction to Rob. So sounds like Rob figured that out eventually and went ahead and took over. And that's awesome. Thanks for that. While we wait for the folks to answer their question, the questions that Rob asked, I'm going to also, Rob, once you're done, I'm going to switch control back to a screen that I used.
Yeah, go ahead. You can take over.
It looks like you already closed yours out. We got a few answers to the questions you'd asked. It's going to take a moment for me to get set up. So, Rob, you go ahead and keep talking. Don't worry about me. If you have any other questions, anybody at all, go ahead and jump in.
All right, so I see a few people wish, a few people can't, a few people will. I'm really looking forward to see you all there, and especially CF United this year. As usual, it's going to be even bigger and better than last year, so I really hope to see everybody there. Last year, I had a blast. Last year, it was during the World Cup, so if you assisted my class, you probably remember me running during lunchtime and watching the Brazil game and refusing to come back and teach it. But thankfully this year there will be no World Cup during the event. Anyways, Charlie's almost done.
You want to go ahead and answer Josh's question?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm here, but go ahead. You saw a question there from Joshua?
Yeah, I just saw it. All right, so why is Flex so great? So here's why Flex is so great, really. You got to understand what's the purpose of Flex, and again, Flex does not mean it's not meant to replace your HTML sites. It's not meant to replace a lot of things. Flex is for building applications. And yes, you can build applications with other things like Java and .NET. Nevertheless, Flex will kind of like Cold Fusion leverages a lot of built-in tags. Flex is meant to do the same. And allow you to build rich inner applications, Flash-based applications that can run anywhere on any operating system using existing technology and leveraging that 97% of people already have Flash Player installed on their system. It's the most widely distributed software across the planet. And Flex, what it is, it just allows you to quickly develop applications that can run anywhere. It's not as powerful as some stuff like desktop applications where .NET can integrate, you know, with your Outlook and so on. But then Apollo is, it runs on top of Flex. So you just got to understand there's a time and place for everything. I wouldn't use Flex program to do my main site or even my blog. But I would definitely use Flex for any type of rich inner applications that I want to do. And not Ajax, and although, yes, I've been known for using Ajax for a lot of things, I wouldn't use Ajax for a full-blown internet application. I would use Flex, because it's much more robust, and you're not really hacking anything. It's an enterprise solution for building rich applications. That's pretty much it. And, yeah, Joan's saying mobile.
And did you see a question that Luciano asked?
Yeah. So let me finish my train of thought and then I'll get to that. So mobile, for example, there's Flashlight, and Flashlight was currently running on Flash 7, not 9, and so on. But you know, who knows, in the really near future, Flashlight, a new release, will actually support AstroScript 3. And you can develop mobile applications using Flex. You should actually check out Flashlight, Flash Home. Flash Home actually replaces the full UI of your handheld device. And mobile is the future, trust me. I mean, you can actually write this down. A lot of things are going to migrate to mobile more and more, and Flash has a huge part of it. So take a look at that. And if you have no experience with frameworks and OO, no, it will not be a huge problem. Actually, in fact, even if you never open Flex in your life, it will not be a huge problem. You can, like I said, I'm going to start really basic and try to quickly migrate and run through everything and try to, well, I'm gonna gauge the knowledge of the class and slow down or hurry up or jump into something. But hopefully you'll end up at least with not fully experienced with all the frameworks, but knowing why they're there and a little bit of how to use them. I have plenty of codes and slides to look over so you can actually understand it and get it on your own time. And as usual, I'm gonna be available through email on my site, on my blog. You can ask questions. I'm going to try to do my best so you can actually live satisfied and understand everything that I'm talking about. Does that make sense? And the framework pre-designed pages. No. Framework is a way for you to code. And just let me clarify, although I won't get too much in detail, Kerrigan is not a framework. It's a microarchitecture, which is a set of design patterns and best practices. It just encourages you to use some common architectures on your application that have been proven throughout time to solve common problems. And it will not really do anything. I mean, when you run Kerrigan, there is no pre-designed pages and there is no backend. There is nothing, it's not a full-blown application. It's just something, best practices to help you not to run into the problems that everybody have run into the past. There's something new for Flex Pure MVC. Thank you, Jean. I have not looked at that yet, but I will before the class. And I'll try to talk about Pure MVC and Kerrigan and Mogloo for Flex. As much information as I can find, because again, that's what I'm there for. I'm there to share all my knowledge and to get you up to speed in no time. All right. Probably give me just a few more minutes. We have a nice FAQ and discussion here going. And I'll hand over in a couple of seconds.
Sorry, it sounds like you got cut off there. Sorry, I missed that.
Okay, sorry. No, I said we have a nice discussion going. I'll finish in a couple of minutes and hand back to you and control back. So Flex, yeah, actually a backend interface on the site is actually an application. You have user control, edit, delete user, roles, pages on your CMS, image galleries. Flex actually has a file reference library that allows you to upload files. So a backend application will be very much suited for Flex, indeed. I've thought at Acumilion we have something called the iBusiness platform, which is an enterprise CMS, e-commerce, image gallery, FAQs, CRM, ERP, and blah, 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 and so on. And I've been thinking, in fact, of redoing the entire backend using Flex because it's so much friendlier for the user once you see how Flex can be. How can Flex make an influence on the user perception of the application? It's actually amazing. If you can load a CF document type flash in your Flex applications. You know what? I think so, yes, because the Flex has something that's called SWF loader that will load an external SWIFT, and it will not really be compiled into the Flex application. So it can load a document, yeah, because ColdFusion will spit out the flash. A CF document type flash really creates a temporary file on the hard drive, and then ColdFusion serves this dynamically to the requester and then deletes it and does a cleanup. Therefore, you can probably, yes, Flex using the SWIFT loader can actually load an external SWIFT that's dynamically generated through ColdFusion into your Flex application. I have not tested that, but I really don't see why not. All right, so guys, really, thank you very much for stopping by. And Charlie, let's let Charlie actually wrap up the session. And I hope to see as many of you as I can at CF United. All right, Charlie, go ahead.
All right, well, thank you for that, Rob. Thanks. Yep, thanks very much. I could tell that there was a lag when I was talking because I could hear it echo on Rob's machine. It would sometimes come up, you know, 10 seconds after I thought I heard a break. So sorry about that. I'm on a telephone or, you know, wireless phone now, very low bandwidth. I lost connectivity. So thank you, Rob. And thanks, Adobe, too, for providing us the Connect service and the recording space to hold the recordings. And the recording of this presentation will be posted again on the Meetup site in the message board area and also on the UGTV site. And I want to point out that if you want to do evaluations for the presentation, they're available. If you're a Meetup member, you'll get an email telling you this if you did RSVP. Otherwise, you can just go directly to this URL and put in that meeting number, and you'll be able to offer feedback for Rob for the Meetup. And again, I apologize for the challenges with the networking when I lost connectivity at the very beginning and now with my low connectivity at the end. Finally, I want to point out again that the conference is at cfunited.com, so do go check that out. And I'll say, too, that the next online meetup session will be next Thursday at 12:30 Eastern, just like today. And that will be Oguz speaking on multi-language applications in CF theory and practice. So you can learn more about his talk at the CF United site. Just go to the classes page and you can read a description. We'll have a description posted on the meetup site, if not this week, early next week already. So check that out. So until next time, that's it. This is Charlie Earhart. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you out and about in the ColdFusion community. Until again.